One thing is clear, Jack Parker's career in the mining industry has given him a hefty resume in the business.
Been in mining and geology for 60-some years. We've worked here and abroad in something like 500 different mines, so I sort of know my way around quite well.
83-year-old Parker started out as a coal miner and went on to study mining engineering at Michigan Tech. He then got his master's in geology and ended up working as a consultant, helping fix structural problems on mines of all types.
It came to a point where you could walk into a mine office like that and see a map on the wall and know what his problem is right away, tell by the map. And also have an answer because you've seen that problem before.
So it would be hard to describe Parker as anti-mine since he's worked on hundreds. But he says what he's seen of the Pinoki mine proposal raises red flags.
I looked at it and had to raise my eyebrows because it didn't sound right.
He says Gogebic Taconite made assertions early on about the amount of iron ore it could extract from the Pinoki Hills. But Parker doesn't think the company has the evidence to support what it claims. This summer, GTAC drilled 8 holes to take rock samples of the proposed site, and Parker says that isn't enough.
This is a sample, 2-inch diameter, 3 square inches, is, according to them, representative of thousands of feet. That's just not the case, right?
Company spokesman Bob Seitz disagrees. He thinks it is enough.
I think there's enough information to make it worthwhile for the investment to be made in this process. They're investing in this process to look at better numbers on those things, but also find out the environmental information and determine the cost of mining in an environmentally responsible manner.
Parker admits that it's possible there's enough iron ore to mine profitably in part of the Pinoki Range. Geologists estimate the entire range contains 3.7 billion tons of iron. But Parker says more information about the specifics needs to be out in the open for the public to scrutinize. For WXPR News, I'm Natalie Jablonski.